It's time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah. And under the obituary section, I saw something that shook me. Somebody died on the first day of this year. An important man. A crossover into the new millennium. But it didn't last one day in the new millennium. Only God knows how many people had died since the new year began. But you are still alive. I am still alive. Brethren, even while we are waiting for our brothers to come, why don't you thank Him for your own life? That you are alive. Father, thank you that I am alive. When there is life, there is hope. Several things can happen when I am still alive. Once you are dead, that's the end of the story. But you are still alive. Oh, miracles can still happen. Doors can still be open. There can still be promotions. There can still be victories galore. Thank Him for your life. Thank you that you are alive. Thank Him. Open your mouth. Thank Him. Praise Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for keeping me alive. Oh, blessed be your holy name. Thank you. Thank you for life. Anyone who is dead, that's the end. But I'm alive. Thank you. Thank you because I know my future. My future is bright because I'm alive. Because you control tomorrow. And I know you are the one controlling my life. Thank you for keeping me alive. Blessed be your name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Almighty. Glory be to your name. Thank you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. I magnify your name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Father, we thank you for life. Anyone who sleeps and wakes up, it is by your grace. How many times have witches and wizards held meeting over us? But we put them to shame. We are alive. We are still alive today. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you for joining mercies. We know there are several drivers on the highway who are drunk, or they are on drugs, and yet we pass by them. You didn't allow them to kill us. Glory be to your holy name. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen. Which I've asked him to please let me share with you is that some people will move from moonlight to sunlight this year. Now if you know the full meaning of that, you won't shout hallelujah sitting down. Now, I'm not allowed to tell you the full meaning of that. I will tell you just a little bit of it. The moon can only shine when it receives light from the sun. The moon is a receiver. The sun is a giver. And a receiver, the hand of the receiver is always underneath. The hand of the giver is always above. So when God says some people will move from moonlight to sunlight, it means some people will now be above. The moon shines for only certain number of days in the month. The sun shines every day. Not only that, when the sun sets in one place, it rises in another place. The sun is always shining. It means some people, from this year onward, we just keep on shining. Oh, there is much more. Let me share just one more because I love you so much. Anybody can look at the moon for as long as they like. If you look at the sun for 5 minutes, you won't be able to see again. That means for some people, as from this year onward, anyone who dares look at you, not even talk of attack, just look. It's in trouble. That's why I say I can't hear that one and sit down. I can't hear that one without standing up and shouting hallelujah to the Almighty God. God bless you. You may be seated. Verses 1 and 2. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Our Father and our God, we want to thank you once again for all that you have already done for us. Thank you for the period of praise that we have heard. Thank you because we will praise you more. Because we have made up our minds that tonight all we are going to do is just praise you. Please accept our praises in Jesus' name. Even as we go into your word now, we pray that whatever we shall do shall be acceptable to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Now, Psalm 95 verses 1 and 2 says, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. And make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Two times in those two verses, the Bible encourages us to make a joyful noise to the Lord. And when we ask you to make a joyful noise, you can make it in various ways. You can shout, praise the Lord. You can shout,
hallelujah.
You can shout, glory. You can even shout, amen. Now you make up your own mind which one you want to cry, which one you want to shout. Because when I say 3-4, you are going to shout. Are you ready? Now 3-4. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, before you sit down, because it is God who asked you to stand up. I didn't say so, you just stood. It means God wants to promote you. Now listen to Psalm 47 verse 1. He said, Psalm 47 verse 1. 47. Verse 1. He said, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. All ye people. Oh, clap your hands. All ye people. Amen. And then he went on to say, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Blessed, 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 blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. But be prepared.
Amen.
Because it is shouting time. I went through the scriptures to find in how many places were there shoutings. There were many. That tells you straight away that our God loves noise. And like I told those of you who came for the New Year Eve, anywhere where there is no noise, the people there are dead. The most silent place in the whole town is the burial ground. Wherever healthy children are, there must be noise. Now I know some of you elders don't like us youth, because we love noise. Even our musical instrument must sound big, big, big. And you don't like that. Yeah, can't you people be quiet for a while? We can't keep quiet because we are full of life. I thought the youth would shout hallelujah. But when, as I went through my study of shoutings, I saw so many of them. But because of time, we won't be able to cover all of them. If I can cover 7, that will be good. If there is time, if I can rush through 10, fine. But the first shout that I saw that attracted my attention is the shout that drowned the enemies. You see, when you read Exodus
14,
verse 13 to 14, Exodus 14, verse 13 to
14,
unless you read the Bible with the help of the Holy Spirit, you will miss many things. You will think you are reading a newspaper. But with the help of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit can take you back to the actual situation so you will see what really happened. About 1 million people were angry. Angry. Afraid. And so they were angry with Moses.
Moses!
We told you, leave us in Egypt. Now, if 1 million people are talking at the same time, you know how noisy that will be. Now, to get the attention, to get them to keep quiet without microphone, without loudspeaker, I think you will have to really shout. Moses shouted until they all heard him. He shouted and said,
okay,
don't be afraid. The enemies you see today, you will never see them again forever.
Hallelujah.
The Lord will fight for you.
Amen.
That was the shout that drowned the enemy. And if there is any enemy left in your life, you're going to shout one hallelujah that will drown them. Are you ready? Let me hear you shout hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
Don't worry, there are many more to come.
Amen.
The second shout that I found is the shout that lets you in to your victory. In the book of Joshua chapter 6, verses 16 and 20. Joshua 6, verses 16 and 20. Joshua told the children of Israel, God has given you the city. He said, the matter is settled. God has given you the city. But the wall was still standing. So how do we enter into the city? He said, you need to shout. Many of us here, whether we believe it or not, in Festival
99,
God has given us victory.
Amen.
All that we need do to enter into the victory is to shout, is just one shout. How many of you are ready to enter in? Then let me hear you shout hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. So, shout number one. Is the shout that drowned the enemy? Shout number two. Is the shout that lets you into your victory? Shout number three. Is the shout that takes you to the throne? Is the shout that makes your anointing effective? During Festival 99, we were all anointed. And that anointing now is waiting
Amen.
To begin its work. And it's waiting for one thing before it will break forth. You see, when you read 1 Samuel 17, verse 50 to 52, 1 Samuel 17 verse 50 to 52, you see some people shouting there, but they didn't even know that they were shouting for David. David had just killed
Goliath,
and they were all rejoicing, but the fellow they were actually rejoicing for is David. Let me explain. David has been anointed to be king in Israel. But Goliath said, get me one man to come and fight with me. If I defeat him, the whole of Israel, the kingdom that David was anointed for, he said, will become my slave. So until the head of Goliath left his body, the kingdom of David was shaky. Even though he had been anointed, even though God already said you are going to be the next king, but there was the need for one shout. One shout for the one who is to be king to get to the throne. And there are several of us here that God has destined for the throne. People who from today will be ruling by decrees. People who will look at mountains and say, move, and mountain will move.
Amen.
But they need to make one shout to get to that throne, to release the anointing, to begin to do the work that God said it will do. How many potential kings are here? Well, are you ready to shout? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You are doing very well. The sharp number one drowned the enemy. The shout number two took you into your victory. The shout number three places you on the throne. Now the shout number four turns jealous enemies against themselves. Shout number four. We transfer the wealth of the enemies into your pocket. Shout number four. We quicken your prosperity. You know where I found that one? 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Verse 20 to 25. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Verse 20 to 25. There was this young man that was already on the throne. And he was minding his own business, enjoying the prosperity God had given him. And then three jealous kings gathered against him. Let's go and get his wealth from him. And they came. And God was laughing at them. This year God will laugh at your enemies. And then the king selected some people with good voices, good shout. And what they were shouting was, praise the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. That's all they were shouting. They said it so loudly that the enemy heard. And the enemy began to wonder. These people should be shaking in fear. Didn't they know that there are three mighty kings surrounding them? Why were they singing? Maybe allies have come to help them. And believe me honestly, you have allies. Amen. That have come to help you. God the Father is ready to help you. God the Son is ready to help you. God the Holy Spirit is around to help you. So you too, you are going to shout, praise the Lord. No, let's do it this way. The sisters will shout, praise the Lord. The brothers will shout, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The ministers will shout, glory. Let's combine the three. And let us see what will happen to our enemies. Sis. Glory!
give the Lord a big hand, brethren. Let's give the Lord a big hand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you very much. God bless you. You may be seated. Now, I know at this stage, some of you will already be saying, what kind of childish things are they doing now? I told you before, only little children can praise God. Little children. People like me. Old ones. They already dried fish. They are too big to be carried. Only little children can be carried by God. People can be childish. Just to please God. And then when you consider your age, maybe you are 100 years old. And you are dealing with someone who said, before the mountains were brought forth, I am God. You are before someone who said, 1,000 years is just like 1 hour before me. Then how old are you? As far as God is concerned, you are only a few minutes old. Let all children shout hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord! Glory be to God! Glory be to God! Thank you very much. God bless you. Now, shout number 5 is a shout that reveals God's purpose for your life. The plan of God for your life. It is a shout that will show you where you are, where you ought to be, and it will ensure that you will become what God wants you to become. I find that shout in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1 to 8. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1 to 8. The angels cry holy. The angels cry holy. The angels cry holy is the Lord. That is the cry. And why the angels were crying holy? Suddenly,
Lord,
Isaiah saw himself.
Isaiah, what are you?
This is where I am. After all these years of prophesying, I'm still as dirty as this. He looked up and saw the glory of God. So someone can be this glorious. And why the angels were shouting holy? God sent one of them with a live coal from the altar of God. He said, touch his lip. You started dirty. Now you are clean. And then God said, who will I send? Who will go for me? And he said, I'm available. You know, many people, they live and die without discovering God's purpose for their lives. They eat. They marry. Some of them build houses and they just die without finding out why they came to the world. You know, many, many people go through life without achieving the purpose of God for their life. One of the things God told me concerning the special Holy Ghost service for next month is that for every man on earth, there is a fish with your money in his mouth. Everybody on earth, there is a plan of God. Just one miracle that will take you beyond the boundaries of poverty forever. One miracle. But millions of people never discover that single miracle. But some of us will discover.
Amen.
Because there is a shout that God will hear, and he will look down and say,
All right.
I will tell you why I created you. I will tell you where you are now. I will tell you where you can be. And I will help you to get there. You know, there are many of us, for example, who think we are rich. And we don't even know the meaning of rich at all. You know, some people came to the Holy Ghost Festival in helicopters. So you didn't know. Oh, there is a helicopter landing pad up there. We arranged it there. It's still there. And while you are struggling with a traffic warden, they went up vertically. 5 minutes later, they were in Lagos. And because you have a second-hand car, you think you are rich. That's why God says some of you will go from moonlight to shansha. But you must shout one shout that he will hear. That will cause him to show you the purpose why you were born. Show you where you are. Show you where you can be. And help you to get there. And that shout is holy. That's all. Are you ready to shout? This time we will really get up on our feet. And just shout, holy! Holy, 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 holy is the Lord of hosts. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, baby sitter. That brings us to shout number 6.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
It is the shout that sealed our fate.
Oh, there you are, fate. Did you?
One shout, and it was settled. And the one who shouted that shout was Jesus himself. In John 19 verse 30, he shouted, It is
finished.
It is settled. The plan of the enemy concerning you is finished. The reign of sickness over you is finished. The terror and the harassment of witches and wizards over you is finished. Bad dreams is finished. Failure in examinations, barrenness. And so you too, you are going to shout one shout. He shouted, "It is finished."
Oh, okay.
And you are going to shout victory at last.
Hallelujah.
Let me hear you shout victory at last. Victory.
At last.
Victory. Victory is mine. Through Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. God bless you. You may be seated. I know I'm rushing, but it's because I want to cover as much ground as possible. Shout number 7. It is the shout that announces your sunrise. The shout that announces the beginning of your ministry. The shout that announces the beginning of a daily life of miracles. And where did I find this shout? Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verse 1 to 11. Acts 2, verse 1 to 11. He said, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound as of a rushing mighty wind. And cloven tongues as of fire appeared unto them. Divided itself and sat on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And they began to speak in new tongues. As God gave them utterance. And the noise they made was so much that the whole city heard them. And that was the beginning. That was the beginning of the ministry of Peter, of John, of all of them. That was very soon after that they began to raise the dead, make the lame to walk, and do all kinds of miracles. The man who spoke to us first tonight told us what will happen when the Holy Ghost comes. And he didn't have an idea what is in my notebook. But he was prophesying. You see, because the Holy Ghost is going to come to some people today.
Amen.
Because they are going to make one shout that will bring the Holy Ghost down. You see, the principal work of the Holy Ghost is to glorify Jesus. So whenever the Holy Ghost hears some people shouting glory, it was, I should be in that place. Why are they shouting glory? Who are they glorifying? Jesus. Let me help them. That's my job. And when the Holy Ghost comes into your life and he fills you to overflow, suddenly your son will begin to rise. And when your son rises, darkness begins to fade. Memory of sorrow will be forgotten. All the cockroaches, all the rats, all the mosquitoes, all those things that have been devourers in your life will just disappear. You know, from today onward now, there are some people here, when they wake up in the morning, the first thing that will come out of their mouth is glory. Let me hear you shout glory! Glory.
Glory.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. You're doing fine. We can take three more quickly. Number eight. The shout that will take us out of the world. Into complete and absolute joy. No, as long as we are in this world, it's difficult for our joy to be absolute. Because the Bible says, weep with those who weep. In other words, even if you have nothing to make you weep, but somebody else is weeping, the Bible says, weep with those who weep. But there is a place where the Bible says, when tears begin to fall down your face, God himself will wipe away all tears from their eyes. But then there's a shout that is going to lead us out of this world. The shout that precedes the rapture. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17, 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17, it said the Lord himself shall descend with a shout, with the trump of the angel. You know, some people are looking for the second coming of Jesus. But some of us are listening for the second coming. Hey, when it comes, there will be a noise. And there are some of us who have been practicing for that time. Because when the trumpet shall sound, there are some of us who will know what that trumpet is saying. We will know it means free at last. And when the Lord shall descend, and you see him coming, and you are being lifted to go and meet him, I am confident that the first words that will come out of your mouth is going to be, "Thank you, Jesus." And so that's the shout you are going to shout tonight to prepare for that day. The "thank you" must come from the bottom of your heart. Let it be registered in heaven that I'm ready, Lord. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. Whenever I hear that sound, you can be sure what is going to come out of my mouth. It will be, "Thank you, Jesus." So let me hear you shout, "Thank you, Jesus." Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God bless you. Now, shout number 9. I'm going to read that shout to you. You see, when we get to heaven, we will know then without any doubt that the battle is over. The Bible teaches that the church of Christ is divided into two groups. The church militant, those of us who are here who are still fighting, those of us who are casting out demons, who are marching on the head of the devil, they call us the church militant. And then the other group is called the church triumphant. That's those who are already gone. Where they are, no more fighting, but they are there shouting. Look at it, Revelation 7, verses 9 and 10. Revelation 7, 9 and 10. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, and kindreds, and people, and tongues, stood before the throne, and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation to our God, we seated upon the throne, and unto the Lamb." Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
I have a feeling, I'm not saying thus says the Lord, but I just have that feeling. I've had the feeling now for some time that when the rapture takes place, it is likely to be during one of the Holy Ghost festivals. I'm not saying the Lord told me. I just had that feeling. You see, based on this passage we've just read, see, because the festival is going to become very, very big. Last year we didn't have so many people from many nations. This year, It's going to be more than last year. Because those who came are going to tell others. And the time is coming, like I said at the beginning. Anybody who wants to come to Nigeria in
December
is going to have a problem getting a seat on any plane. They had that problem last year. One of the people, one of the airline operators, said to one of my daughters,
"What's
happening in Nigeria? Which football match are they playing?" Everybody is saying they are going to Nigeria. I said they haven't seen anything yet. A time is coming, brethren, and by the special grace of God, you'll be alive when it happens. When the whole world will gather in Nigeria, every tribe, every tongue, every race. And why we are gathered together and we are praising God. You know, in Festival 99, there was a time when we were praising God and it sounded as if the rain was falling. Now multiply that one by 1,000. When about 100 million people or 1,000 million people are praising God together in one place, I think Jesus might just say to the Father and say, "What else are we waiting for? Let's take these people home." A great multitude that no one could number. Will you be one of them? Are you sure you'll be one of them? Why don't you practice
them?
And just say, "Praise the Lord." Let me hear you shout, "Praise the Lord." Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
The last one that I will talk about today. There are others, but the Holy Spirit will reveal the others to you.
It's
the shout before the great celebration. The mother of all celebrations. See, several years ago, I asked God certain questions. You know, as a little baby in Christ, I said, "God, there are several things I don't understand. And I just want to know. I'm not querying you, I just want to know." Is it true that you know the end from the beginning? He said yes. Then did you know that Adam and Eve, we eat the forbidden fruit? If you knew they were going to eat it, why did you plant it there? Daddy, don't be angry. I'm your son. I'm Daddy, just as I don't know. I just want to know.
And
if they ate what you knew they were going to eat,
what's it?
Why do you get angry with them for doing what you knew they were going to do? Several other questions along that line. You see, if you ask, you will receive. God began to tell me certain things. Do you know why man was formed? Why man was formed? Simply because Jesus wanted to marry. The whole story of mankind from beginning to the end is because of a wedding. And in Revelation 19, from verse 5 to 9, Revelation 19, 5 to 9, that wedding that the whole universe had been waiting for, it's about to take place. Adeboye is the one that Jesus is going to marry. Amen. That day,
the
invitation card has gone out. Abraham is invited. Isaac was invited. And Jacob. And Isaiah. And Elijah. Up to John the Baptist. Adeboye is the bride. You don't invite the bride to his wedding. And he's well dressed.
Hallelujah.
Dressed by the Lamb himself. God the Father is going to be the pastor. And John the Baptist, as some of you know, is going to be the best man. Ruth is going to be the chief bridesmaid. Don't let me go into all that one now.
But,
you know, just before the wedding, an angel just got excited and said, "Praise the Lord." Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible says, I heard a sound like the sound of many waters, like mighty thunderings, saying, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's going to be the shout that precedes the mother of all celebration. And I'm going to help the angel do his work tonight. And you are going to answer as someone who is ready to be married to Jesus. Are you ready now? This time we really stand up and get ready. And put out our chairs. Let the devil know he has lost the battle. The angel said, "Praise the Lord." Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with a loud voice of triumph. Clap your hands. All ye people, shout unto God with a loud voice of triumph. Clap your hands. All ye people, shout unto God with a loud voice of triumph. Clap your hands. All ye people, shout unto God with a loud voice of triumph. Clap your hands. All ye people, shout unto God with a loud voice of triumph. Amen. I thought you know this song. If you don't know it, you simply say, clap your hands. All ye people, shout unto God with a loud voice of triumph. Clap your hands. All ye people, shout unto God with a loud voice of triumph. Clap your hands. All ye people, shout unto God with a loud voice of triumph. Clap your hands. All ye people, shout unto God with a loud voice of triumph. Clap your hands. All ye people, shout unto God with a loud voice of triumph. Clap your hands. All ye people, shout unto God with a loud voice of triumph. Clap your hands. All ye people, shout unto God with a loud voice of triumph. Clap your hands. All ye people, shout unto God with a loud voice of triumph.
Oh, hey, shout hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Thank you. Hallelujah! Glory be to God. God bless you. You may be seated.